100 years ago this week, three little children were tending flocks of sheep in a place called the Cova de Iria in Portugal, where the Virgin Mary appeared to them out of nowhere. Now, at first, they didn't recognize the beautiful lady dressed in white as the Mother of God. She asked the children if they would come back on the 13th of every month for 6 months to the same place, where she would give them special messages for the entire world. Now, the children were not unused to supernatural visitations, having already been visited by an angel the year before. But this time, on May the 13th, 1917, as the Great War, which was supposed to be the war to end all wars, was raging, Mary asked, "Do you wish to offer yourselves to God, to endure all the suffering that he may please to send you, as an act of reparation for the sins by which he is offended, and to ask for the conversion of sinners?" Then she told them, "You will have to suffer a lot, but the grace of God will be your comfort." As she vanished, she asked them to pray the rosary for peace. Lucia dos Santos was 9 years old. Francisco Marto was 8, and his sister Jacinta, 6. Lucia died in 2005 as a Carmelite nun and is about to be beatified. Francisco and Jacinta died in 1919 and 1920, respectively, and will be canonized as saints by Pope Francis this week. Three illiterate shepherd children, to whom Mary entrusted a message that has been declared by the Catholic Church a supernatural occurrence. And every pope ever since has had a devotion to Our Lady of Fatima and propagated in one way or another that message. But what is this message of Fatima? Our Lady revealed numerous things during her apparitions to the children, but here are the main things. First, Our Lady desires us to pray the rosary frequently to obtain peace in the world. Second, she wants us to offer up our sufferings for the conversion of sinners, because there's a lot of evil in this world, but we can overcome it by the good of sacrifice as we participate in the redemptive work of Christ. Third, Our Lady asks specifically for the consecration of and prayers for the conversion of Russia, so that she may not spread her errors throughout the world, widely understood as a condemnation from heaven of the atheistic communism which claimed so many lives during the 20th century. Fourth, Our Lady showed these children a vision of hell, affirming that, yes, hell does actually exist and that you can go there, and that we have a duty to pray and sacrifice for ourselves and others to save us from hell and help bring us to heaven. And fifth, and this message was not revealed until 1925 to Lucia, the devotion of the first Saturdays. Our Lady asks us to confess, go to communion, and to pray on 5 consecutive first Saturdays in reparation for sin, and then promise special graces at the moment of death for the salvation of those who have done the first Saturdays. Now, those of you who are my regular parishioners here at Prince of Peace know that I am not one to spend a lot of time on apparitions and visions and locutions and all of these supernatural and preternatural things. I think it's important for us to have an intellectual and a theological approach to our Catholic faith. And as Catholics, we remember that the Church does not oblige any of us to believe in any private revelation of any kind. You can be a perfectly good Catholic and not believe that Our Lady came to the three children in Fatima. But if the teaching authority of the church has not only approved the fact of the apparitions, but the message as well, and if for over 100 years the popes have constantly gone back to it, then I think we need to pay attention to Fatima in a very special way. At the last apparition on October 13th, 1917, there was a miracle that was witnessed by, and you know, it's always hard to get an accurate count of how many people are in a huge crowd, but anywhere between 40,000 and 100,000, which is a big difference there, but anyway, it was a lot of people, who were gathered around the children having their vision. After a torrential storm, the sun took on various colors and then appeared to dance and plunge to the earth. It was a terrifying moment, even for hundreds of non-believers who actually came to mock the whole affair. And scientists have attempted to offer a meteorological explanation for the event, especially considering that the accounts of the event are all over the place. There's no unified reports at all. But you may be thinking there, as you're sitting this afternoon, well, Father, that's something that happened supposedly, you know, 100 years ago. What possible relevance does that have for me? What does it have for today? And I guess I would try to explain it like this. We are living in a time in history of unprecedented evil. I don't need to go into all kinds of examples and go into gory details. You know them just as well as I do. Sometimes I feel like the world has gone upside down. What is right is considered wrong. What is wrong is considered right. And the majority of people in the world think of those of us who are practicing Catholics as entirely out of our minds, right? I'm not telling you anything that you don't know, right? Unless you've been living under a rock your entire life. And into this evil, the denial of the reality and the consequences of sin and eternal punishment merited by those who die in unrepented mortal sin leaves us in a very dangerous situation. But of course, as Pope Francis has once said, God is a God of surprises. God knows that evil can only be cast out by good, that pride can only be repelled by innocence. Now, you know, I have to confess that I've always struggled in learning about the Fatima message with the fact that the Blessed Virgin gave a vision to 3 small children of the reality of hell. I mean, I don't want to know anything about it. I want to stay as far away from there as possible. I certainly don't want to see the unvarnished reality of it. I've asked myself, you know, what loving mother would not want to shield and protect her children from that? And here is Jesus' mother deliberately revealing to 3 innocent children what it's like there. But I think that this is a powerful sign to us that prayer, sacrifice, and innocence, whether that innocence be natural to us or whether it be something reclaimed, those are the most powerful weapons that we have against evil in this world. And even this vision is also a sign that as much as we can look around and think, good God, things are crazy, aren't they? In my family, with my friends, with my workplace, with people that I don't know, all kinds of things, with wars between nations, injustice, poverty, all of these things, we look around and we think, what on earth? But this vision is a sign that our world is not hopeless. It's not hopeless at all, and that we can make a difference. And even the smallest of children who are called to the heights of sanctity, just like us, we're all called to make that difference. And Mary shows us how. Because you know what? If you were too busy praying the rosary and offering up your sufferings for the conversion of sinners, then you don't have time to nurture hate, to spread error, or to encourage sin. If your hands are uplifted to God in prayer, you can't throw bombs, can you? That's why today, my dear friends, I want to encourage all of you to learn more about this strange and fascinating message from heaven. If you do not already pray the rosary every day, then maybe this week is the time to start. And even if you pray the rosary every day, then maybe it's time to look into how serious you take the meditations that accompany the rosary, to enter more deeply into the great mystery of the Most Holy Rosary. Father Patrick Peyton, an Irish priest devoted to spreading the Fatima message, used to say, "The family that prays together stays together." Because, you know, the world doesn't need your politicking, doesn't need your trolling on social media. The church is not served by your anger. And your family is not saved by, well, maybe we should have the occasional forced fun togetherness time. What the world, the church, and your family needs is prayer. And I'm not talking about just a, you know, bless us, O Lord, and these thy gifts, and a little sign of the cross before you go to bed. I'm talking about immersing ourselves and our families in deep prayer of the interior life. Today, on this beautiful first Sunday of May, that month dedicated to our Blessed Lady, we honor the Blessed Mother who loves us so much that from time to time, she chooses the weak of this world to communicate once again that prayer and penance change lives and our world as well.